This is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And I think this show is too good. Do you have the male Siri?
I do.
Why?
Because it's better.
Interesting. What I was going to say was
I'm so sorry for that rude interruption.
No, it's very interesting. I was going to say that I think our show is too good to say goodbye.
It is.
But we have to say goodbye.
We must.
Tragically. But only for the summer. We'll be back in the fall.
Yes, of course. Mona and Noah Save the World could never leave.
Could never leave.
I mean, in 3 years, we will have to.
Stop. No, we're going to become professional DJs.
Yes, yes. We'll phone in. We'll have somebody just come into the studio, pick up the phone, and we can still talk.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's, I don't know, it's one of those things where we, you know, Noah and I are both not the best at goodbyes.
Terrible. I am decidedly awful at goodbyes.
Every time I've seen anyone the past few days, I've been like, oh my God, like, when are you leaving? Am I ever going to see you again? Blah, blah, blah. But the funny thing is that every time after the goodbye, I'm like, that was really fine. I did not need to build that up so much.
It's never the moment. It's the moment after.
No, for me, it's the moment before. It's the anticipation. No. For me, it's the anticipation. And once I say goodbye to the person, I'm like, okay, bye.
A classic. Mona and I, always conflicting.
Always conflicting. How do you feel?
Like, of course, I'm a little frustrated leading up to it. And then, like, I never cry the moment of, but like the second the car is rolling away or the person is leaving, I'm gone.
No.
That's the worst part for me. It's like when the truth sets in, when it's actually, when you can't pretend for another second that it's over.
I guess for me, I build it up so much. Like there's no possible way for it to be as bad as I'm anticipating because I just jump to conclusions and then I'm like, okay, that was like,
not actually that bad.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. And then, I don't know, kind of related to goodbyes, transitions. Mm. Another thing I'm terrible at. Horrific. Worse, actually, at transitions than at goodbyes.
I think I'm better at transitions than goodbye. Because in a transition, I feel like you're caught up in the new thing. Mm. Whereas a goodbye is, like, all about, like, transitions are doors open. Everyone's like, end is just a new beginning. And, like, a goodbye is like, you're not thinking about that new beginning. You're like, oh, this is a new beginning without this in my life.
Yeah.
Whereas a transition, you're like, oh, look at all these new opportunities that exist.
Yeah. Fair, but for me, it's like in a transition, it's very overwhelming because a transition is both letting go of the old and embracing the new. And, like, there can be tension between those two things, and there can just be so much going on. Whereas with a goodbye, like, it's less to worry about. It's just like, okay, this is the one thing I'm focusing on. But I don't know. Well, Noah and I are just, both so sad to be saying goodbye to our freshman year.
Yeah.
Let's reflect.
It's gone so fast.
It's gone so fast. And dare I say so well?
I think it's gone pretty well. Yeah.
Like,
true statements from Oatna. It's been a pretty good freshman year.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, at least, I feel like there's been, like, you know, healthy levels of, like, struggle, growth, enjoyment, struggle, fun, struggle, but, like,
a good
growth
intermixing
well.
Of, like,
yeah,
good and success and, like, having fun with also, like, working hard, but, like, feeling the fruits of that labor,
yeah,
like, manifesting and being, like, wow, I can be independent and
yes,
I can, like,
yes,
work hard and, like, it's not like I'm just lounging around all day doing
yeah,
nothing. And I do feel like I'm getting stuff done, but
yes,
I'm also, like, enjoying myself and learning a lot, hopefully.
Yeah, I think what you said about the fruits of the labor is really interesting, because this is, well, you know what? First, I want to hear about your, this is a whole nother topic that we'll get to, but first I want to hear about your reflections of your freshman year.
I think academically, I feel like I've definitely come a ways. I feel like I haven't, like, taken many classes that are, like, so beyond my scope of, like, mm-hmm, what I learned in high school that, like, I just feel so radically, like, mm-hmm, except Literature of Confinement, the prison
oh, yeah,
classes I've been
cool,
doing, that has been, like, so, like, impactful. But, like, more or less, like, math and chemistry, like, I more or less, like, understood the basic concepts that I was learning
mm-hmm
in those classes, and so, like, the transition hasn't been crazy overwhelming. Philosophy has been pretty cool,
mm-hmm,
but, like, I like to think that I thought about these, like, philosophical ideas and, like, sort of went into the class, like, maybe not knowing what specific philosophers said, but, like, knowing how I felt about things.
Mm.
So although I feel like there's been growth in those areas, I don't feel like I've, like this curtain has been pulled away and I see things, like, in a brand new light,
mm-hmm,
which I think is coming. Definitely in the years to come, I think
mm-hmm
there's going to be, like, organic chem, I had, like, no knowledge
mm-hmm
of. And now I'm like, I can look at organic chemistry reactions and, like, put things together.
Ooh.
So, like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think more of those types of, like, aha moments, those insight
oh,
moments will
yeah
happen.
I love
it. I'm excited for that. And then, like, socially, I feel like I have found friends in so many places.
Yeah.
I have a very, my boyfriend is very narrow. He, like, finds his friends, he finds the people he likes, and, like, those are the people he spends his time with,
mm-hmm,
and he develops, like, very, like, very strong friendships there,
mm-hmm,
and I feel like I'm much more, like, I'm just gonna, like, I'm a liquid, I just, like, spread
mm-hmm
over
mm-hmm
as much as I can cover,
oh, yeah,
and, like, meet as many people as I can, and form as many friendships as I can, and, like, I feel like I have met and, like, formed friendships with so
yeah
many people this year, and I'm really,
yeah,
I'm really happy with that.
Yay!
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Okay, what I was gonna say about the fruits of the labor is, this is kind of separate, but I'm curious about your thoughts. I know at least in my high school, it was like junior year had the reputation for being this, like, terrible, deathly, so hard, worst year of your entire life, like,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah. And then senior year, it was like, yeah, first semester is like junior year, but
college,
worst.
College,
yeah, college,
college.
But then second semester senior year is like heaven on earth,
mm-hmm,
bliss, so fun, so amazing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And
Mona's like, that's not how it worked for me at all.
No, I think in some ways that, yes, I found junior year incredibly challenging,
mm-hmm,
and I found senior year at the end very, like, fun and relaxing, but I thought that even though junior year was really hard and I was working so hard and so much and it was so difficult, it was so rewarding. Like, I came out of junior year
mm-hmm
exhausted, but I was like, oh my god, I learned so much, like, I am, like, growing, I've explored, I've, like, I you know, I worked hard and it was worth it. Whereas at the end of senior year, I was like, okay, I'm, like, filling out these assignments and getting nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's interesting, because I think it's like, I don't know,
mm-hmm,
that's how I felt. I didn't love the end of senior year. I was not my favorite. It wasn't bad, but I wasn't like, this is amazing. I was like, I need to kind of leave.
I feel like I, like junior year was hard, but, like, senior year I still took a bunch of AP classes and was still doing a ton of work. And, like, I feel like my, like, senior year slowdown, like, didn't really happen.
Really?
Until, I guess, after sort of the AP exams. And, like, it was definitely nice because, like, I could spend a bunch of time with my boyfriend, but I also, like, still had classwork to do senior year.
But I felt like my classwork by the end of senior year was... Yeah, I still had classwork, but the I got zero reward out of it. It was like, what am I doing this for? No reason. I mean, other than the, like, one class I liked. But the other classes, like, physics...
Oh, I had some class... I was in some classes that, like... Oh, senior year was the time.
Really?
Yeah, I took, like, AP Physics C without having taken physics before, so that was, like, overwhelming all the time. I was taking BC Calc, which...
Oh, God.
I was not ready for, I don't think, at the time, or I didn't put enough work into it in the Dang. First half of the year. Mm. And so, because it was online, I could do that. In the second half, I was in, like, a panic mode. It was not a good time for Noah Mills.
Okay, so, yeah, so you agree it was overrated.
I think a lot of people around me had a great time.
Fair.
I think I was in the unique circumstances that made me enjoy
it
less.
No, I also agree. Like, I think it depends, I don't know, for me at least, I think it depends on what kind of person you are, because, like, I have a friend who's also very, like, driven, go, 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 and, like, we both were like, this is terrible, but, like, my lazy friend loved it.
Like, this is the best.
Yeah, but I was like, what's my purpose? Like, what am I doing? And it was also, you know, again, with goodbyes, back to goodbye, the end of senior year was very mixed in that it was like, you know, leaving all these things, and it's like, I felt good about some of it, not so good about some of it. It was like kind of messy, I don't know. And that's why it's like right now we're like, quote unquote, saying goodbye. But like, we're just at the beginning. We're not really saying goodbye.
Yeah, for sure. But it... And to some things we are. Like,
so some things we are.
You don't get a second freshman year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This was our freshman year. This is what we have to tell our kids about.
We're going to be sophomores.
Ew. I don't
That's
like
so
that.
Crazy.
I don't like the concept of a sophomore.
Why not?
Because you're like nothing, but like you're not new.
Yeah.
Like, you have responsibilities, but, like, you don't have any of the skills to, like, actually deal with them.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'd much rather be a junior or a freshman than a sophomore.
But on the flip side, it's kind of fun because you're not a freshman. You're not a junior. I don't know. I see it both ways. I think every year has its ups and downs. Sophomore is definitely the most kind of irrelevant one, but that can make it kind of fun because you're just like, I'm relevant.
Yeah, I do feel like a lot of people, like...
Like, enjoy it.
Learn how to enjoy themselves sophomore year. Yeah. I know. I feel like I'm going to be taking real classes and, like, not going to have time for that. But we'll see.
Oh, Noah, remember self-care.
True.
Oh, my gosh. Noah and I are going to, later in tonight's episode, we're going to do a review. Not a review, but we're gonna go through our, like, past themes.
We're going to get good at goodbyes.
Ah... No, I had some opportunities to transition, but I wanted you to because it's so entertaining.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
I really enjoy it.
So with our goodbye themed episode, I mean, of course, at least my mind instantly jumped to Sam Smith's "Too Good at Goodbyes," a song I hate.
And have yeah, no, I don't relate to this at all.
But I hope you listeners enjoy. This is "Too Good at Goodbye" by Sam Smith.
Think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this song before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. 'Cause every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at
Now, I feel like it's important for me to, like, clarify, like, musically, it's a beautiful song. Like, I think it's really nicely put together. The vocals are, of course, great. Sam Smith definitely has a very dramatic, like, this is the perfect song for Sam Smith, I think. I just, like, am not vibing with the theme of the song, I guess one could say, because, like, and, like, I know it's a song that's, like, I've gotten too good at goodbyes because I've had to say goodbye too many times. And, like obviously he's not like, I'm just good at leaving people. But, like, I just feel like I will never really get good at saying goodbye.
I'm with you. Part of me is, like, envious. I'm like, if only.
Yeah, if only I, like, didn't have to cry and, like,
And when it's like,
feel so sad.
Never gonna let you close to me. I'm like, oh, that sounds actually like a good idea.
Mona, you have the most controversial and I will just say bad takes on how relationships and love should work. So maybe vetoing that one.
I don't mean.
If I just build walls, I'll never get hurt.
Well, that's what he's saying.
And you agreed with him, even though that's such a bad theme.
I don't agree with him in reality. in theory, you know, it doesn't sound that terrible. I'm not saying I, like, support that. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes you get jealous of what you can't have. And what I can't have is boundaries.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, Noah. but...
3 more years to save the world.
Wow. We're going to save it by the end.
By the end.
Our last episode is going to be called Mona and Noah Saved the World. We're going to be like, we did it. We did it, everyone.
Mona. Stop. Don't make me think about that.
Noah, it's so far away.
I know.
It's so far away.
But didn't you think college would be so far away when you're younger? And now we're done with our first year.
You know what? I don't know. This is, like, not that related, but enough related that I'm going to share it. Like, I was home last night for dinner because I was going to see my old high school's production of Legally Blonde, which was so adorable. They were so cute. I had a lot of fun. But I was, like, sitting and talking with my family at dinner, and it was, like, it was so weird because, like, they just, like, now have this shared experience of, like,
not having dinner together.
You know what I mean? Like, living in the same house all the time. It's like, I just don't have. And it was like, it was weird because I remembered, like, at the end of senior year and over the summer thinking, oh my God, it's going to be so weird. Mm. But then, like, actually experiencing it was like, yeah, it is kind of weird. But, like, also, it's happening. I don't know.
You can manage.
And also what's weird for me is that I'm going to go back for the night. You know, like, our summers are long.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back for what? Is it like 3 months?
If not more. 4 months. Yeah.
More or less. 3 and a half months.
Like 3 and 2/3 quarters.
That's so weird. That, Noah, 4 months is a third of the calendar year. Why don't we attend school?
Why is college? Why are college semesters so short?
Yeah. It's a kind of a ripoff.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So agreed.
Yeah, literally the
Tufts, I don't even come here that much. Make me pay less tuition.
It's literally also, yeah, people who like are done. What it's the fourth.
Yeah. Didn't our friend Camille leave this morning?
Yeah, my roommate left this morning, and wow. Classes start on like September 4th, I think. So that's 4 months of summer.
Wow. Also, happy Star Wars Day, listeners. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, that's why people were posting Star Wars
Mona.
Things. This guy posted his college acceptance and was like, it was like him playing, because he's going to school for music, and it was like him playing something from Star Wars, and I was like, this is weird. Now I get it.
Welcome to the show, Mona.
Ugh, the show. Okay, let's reflect on our show. Let's reflect on our show, and then we'll do this after.
Yes.
I changed my mind. We've had some...
A year in review.
A year in review with Mona and Noah. I know, yeah, we've covered... I feel like we've covered a good mix of, like, art... Not art. That's how I see the world. So, like,
how beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Noah.
I was thinking, just as we were talking here, I like, listeners, I have like this audio table sort of in front of me to manage all of the sounds that you all hear. Uh-huh. And I was thinking, wow, I just always am like, we used to play 60 minutes of music underneath us talking.
Yeah, and everyone was like, it sounds terrible. And Noah and I were like, no, it's good. And then we were like,
60 minutes of themed, hand-picked, carefully curated music.
Noah and I used to meet Noah and I used to have like lunch on Wednesday and then like lunch on Friday and then dinner on Saturday just to plan this.
And then everyone was like,
now we don't do that.
Yeah. You don't need to know the artistic process behind the show.
You don't need to know the lack of artistic process behind this show.
We put in so much work.
Well, no, to be fair, okay, this is kind of an interesting point, not related to goodbyes, but, you know, I mean, if you think about it, like, of course, yeah, as we've done the show more...
We're better at it. We, like, know how to manage it. Yeah, yeah.
Prep as extensively, like,
I think that's what sophomore year is. Ooh. Like, you don't need to, like... spend so much time doing all the like freshman like things.
Yeah.
And like, so like, you just have more time to like enjoy yourself, and like, you're accustomed to like everything, so like, you can just live your life.
I hope too. But I think it goes back to our culture of like overwork and like overachievement culture, where Noah and I are like, we haven't been preparing enough. And it's like,
but these shows have been amazing.
We're doing great. It's like, we can't admit that maybe like sometimes things don't have to be like impossible. My dad makes a good point. Sometimes he's like, whereas, you know, I'll say, yeah, you know, I really like this class. I feel like I'm learning a lot, but like, you know, it's not that hard. So I feel kind of bad. And my dad's like, a class doesn't have to be painfully difficult for you to learn from it. Like, you can learn and it can be fun and like, dare I say, easy.
And sometimes, like, when a class is overwhelming, you learn the least.
Yeah, you're like, this is terrible.
What a good point.
Yeah, so I think Noah and I are going to embrace the fact that we just...
have gotten so good at this that we can just snap right into it.
We just snap into it. What's been your favorite theme from...
I'm so proud of the modern art conversation that we had.
That was sick.
That sticks out in my mind as just a one for the books.
Yeah. The one that sticks out to me, I feel, was the tradition family one.
I was also thinking about that one. That was so good.
It was so complicated, but like, we grappled so well.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of good ones.
I'm happy that I don't think there's been a single episode where I haven't talked about climate change and the impending doom of our planet that we can avoid. It is possible. We can fix it. We all have to work together, work hard. Unity makes us strong.
Oh, we can do it.
I
would say, maybe, I don't know. No, you know what? I don't want to talk about what I think our weakest links were, because we didn't have any. I did think it was, let me say, I think it was humorous, the time where our theme was themes.
Wasn't that last week?
Yeah.
Mona, it's too soon, it still hurts. Did we not pull it off?
Yeah, we did.
We did. There's no reason why a serious talk show can't also be funny.
Yeah.
And meta.
Yeah. And kind of along, I do think, like, I don't know, I feel like, oh, this is good. Along with goodbyes, reflection.
Mm.
And I feel like we've talked about reflection in our other episodes sometimes, maybe like self-care.
Yeah.
And, like,
I think something we should have talked about on the themes episode was how truly interwoven, like, I feel like sociologists must feel this all the time, like, they're looking at one thing, and then they're studying this other thing, and they're like, oh, the overlap between these is so remarkable, and, like, we can learn so much from, like, one thing.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like in our culture, we don't, like, value reflection and putting things together and kind of, like, taking a step back and, you know, I keep meaning to say putting things together in a new way, but that's what I mean. And, like in albums, you just have every song and then it's like, peace out, Girl Scout. But not our young, upcoming teen angst queen, Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish, according to that website that tells you what's behind the lyrics, what is it, Genius?
Genius.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to her new teen angsty album, which I'm actually a fan of. And, you know, I admit it's very angsty, but, like, sometimes that's how it is.
Sometimes life is angsty.
Sometimes life is angsty. And sometimes you're just, people, like, judge her for being 17. And I'm like, sorry, she's more successful than you at age 17. Like, I don't know what to say. But in the Genius lyrics, I was like, okay, yeah, sorry. I was listening to her album, and one of the songs, I was like, is this just every other song put together? And then it turns out that the answer is yes. Her last song on the album, she was like, in the Genius interview thing, she was like, I hate it when things just end. Like, I feel like I need to wrap it up and bring it together. And so
So this is goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye by Billie Eilish. Enjoy. I've not heard it. I'm excited. Not a huge Billie Eilish listener. Yeah, I think it's 1:59. So
a
quick review of, if you're not tuned into the Billie Eilish scene, here's a brief snap of everything. It's like a taste test of a bunch of music. So yeah, please enjoy. What a song, Mona.
I don't know if I would even call it a song.
Fair. It's an experience, for sure.
It's an experience. I feel like it's, I don't know, for me at least, it starts off really strong. Like, the harmonies at the beginning are really cool.
And it just fades
away. And then
it
just kind of, I don't really know what she's doing, which, like, good for her. But, and I don't know, like, does it work as a standalone song? I don't think so, but I don't think that's the
point. That's not its purpose.
It's not its purpose. Do I think it would have been cool if it worked as a standalone song? I mean, yeah. Like, that would have been kind of cool. But for what it is, it works, I think.
It is what it is, and it does that well.
That's a kind of very, like, Persian, what's the word? Not mantra, but, like, the idea of if you're going to do something, do it well. Doesn't matter what you do as long as you do it well.
If a hammer can hit nails, then it's a good hammer.
Yeah. Well, no. Like you have to be the best hammer.
Oh, that's too much.
Too much?
You know what else is too much? Getting on these roads after consuming alcohol. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. If you want to drink and drive or smoke and drive, get ready to say goodbye to your license. Say possibly goodbye to your life. Aww. It's not worth it, listeners. It really is not.
I think we should have a ranking of, like, how well our PSAs connect to the theme. This one's at the top. That was so funny. Amazing.
Goodbye, PSAs, for this semester.
Yeah, goodbye, PSAs.
What I sort of initially wanted to do after that Billie Eilish sort of, like, amalgamation of her songs was say goodbye to some things here at Tufts Campus.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back, although some things will definitely be changed. Yeah. So, as a freshman, goodbye Hill Hall, where I've lived this past semester, and I'll be saying goodbye to, and hopefully we'll never go in. Actually, I'll have ballroom lessons there, so I'll be in there every Monday and Thursday night.
Fair.
But goodbye 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. ballroom dancing. That's when we typically have our lessons. Now it's going to be 10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
That's so mean.
So goodbye sleep.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, I would say goodbye to Harleston Hall, but next year a lot of sophomores are living in it, so unfortunately I think I'll be back. But I'm happy to be saying goodbye to, like, living there, because it's terrible. What else?
I'm going to have a kitchen next year, so...
So hello!
Hello, kitchen!
Hello, kitchen!
Goodbye, dining halls. I'll be spending a lot less time there.
I'm so upset about that, because I feel like a lot of my friendships have come out of just, like...
Just sitting in the dining hall. Yeah.
And... I'm going to miss that.
I've heard a lot of upperclassmen say, like, you need to, like, deliberately make space and time and, like, for, like, socializing and, like...
Yeah.
Because you don't just have unlimited swipes to just sit in a dining hall for hours. Like, so we need to be deliberate.
That's a big part of freshman year that I feel like I'm saying goodbye to, is because I feel like that's going to kind of alter some... social scenes, and also not for me, because I hate everyone I live with, sorry if anyone's listening, but like, you know, like that gang that lives in, like, Bush Hall, and like,
yeah,
other people who, like, live on the same, yeah, people who are, like,
I guess a lot of people got suites together, but not everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, also, oh my gosh, Noah, goodbye to the people who are transferring.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot.
Like, oh my god, first of all, that they're transferring.
We will miss you so much.
Yeah, and like, speaking, yeah, that's a goodbye and a hello. That's another, like, I don't know. I can't imagine doing the whole transition to college again.
I guess if
I really hated Tufts University.
Like, well, it's not about that necessarily.
Not necessarily, but sometimes it's like, you know, I just realized.
This just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, but.
Goodbye, seniors.
That's a sad one.
Mona and I were introduced by two seniors or focus leaders we've been to their houses in the last couple of weeks, just sort of saying goodbye and, like, meeting at the end of the year as our focus group, and we're saying goodbye.
It was really sad. And it's like their houses will no longer be their houses. Not that we went that often, but, you know, still.
It'll be weird, like... There's so many people who I just see, you know, the, like, 500 people that you see a semester. Like, some of those people...
goodbye.
Bye.
And hello to the freshmen.
To the new freshmen. We're
so weird.
Excited to have you.
Oh, we should have, like, a welcome episode next semester.
Oh, that would be so cute.
And we can have little guests. They can be our guests.
Maybe we can train people and we can say, welcome,
yes!
Everybody. Welcome to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Not that I think I'm qualified to train anyone. I'd be like, I don't know.
We could put something nice together.
Aw, that's going to be cute but weird. Because like, cute but weird, do I like my status as the small BB? Of course I do. But will I like my status as not a small BB? Yes.
Goodbye uphill. As someone who lives uphill, I think I'll probably be spending a lot less time uphill.
Yeah, literally there's no reason to spend time there unless you live there.
Sorry, uphill. We love you, but goodbye.
Yeah, that's not something I ever needed to say goodbye to. Ugh.
Yeah, privileged downhill people.
What else? I don't know.
You must have something.
I don't. Well, something interesting, this is not super related, but I feel like I've said that 7 times. I've been
That is the theme of this show. Mona's tangents. Mona's tangents save the world.
Oh my God, thank you, Noah. But like right now, you know, my brother is a sophomore in high school and like I've been going back for his events, blah, blah, blah. And like when I go back, it's like everyone I know and then like one grade that I don't know. But like next year, it's going to be like, okay, half the grades I know, half I don't. And then by the time my brother is like a senior, I'm going to be like, I know my brother. And it's weird because right now still going back to my high school is like a going back to a familiar thing. But even starting next year, like so many of my friends are seniors. So
that changes.
I'm not going to see them that easily because they're going to be scattered. And then it's weird.
In a way, it feels like we're saying goodbye to Tufts, but like something Tufts does is late nights, which is so great. From 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah, they have 1.
They had study sessions this past week till 3 a.m. Oh. A great time. But late nights, such a great time. Get a bunch of really good, sort of greasy food. That's so good. Mm-hmm. I think the few meal swipes I will have next year are all going to be put towards late nights.
Damn.
But there's no late nights this weekend because Tufts is like slowly shutting down.
Slowly shutting down. It's so weird.
It is sort of saying goodbye to us. It's saying it's closing time.
Okay.
An iconic song. How could you not know it?
Of course. Okay, let's hear it.
This is Closing Time by Semisonic.
Iconic, classic. We love that.
Such like a movie song, sort of.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely in so many movies. And you were saying something really interesting about goodbyes in movies. Tell me, Noah. Tell me.
Something sort of difficult for me when I'm saying goodbye. Like, we talked about this sort of like building up. Like, you like, I know I've like imagined like my car full of stuff, like leaving Tufts campus. And like, I expect it to be this like really like impactful moment. But, like, in reality, like, I'll probably be like managing my mom and like making sure we're going the right direction and doing all this and that. And like, it will be very much like a, like, not like critical, dramatic moment, you know, it'll just be something else. And, but like, when I visualize it, of course, I don't see it that way. And I think of this sort of like, this like very impactful thing. And, I think, in movies, we sort of get these very interesting conceptions of like what goodbyes are and how they should go. And like, if you don't like, if you're not on your knees crying in the rain, then like you haven't really said goodbye.
Well, yeah. And that ties into, I know we kind of forgot to talk about closure. Because movies very much portray, I mean, the whole point of a movie is they have no closure. And then there's closure because that's the plot. You know, that's like,
they don't have to like deal with like, if a movie ends with people getting married, you never see a, like the scene
that
3 months later and they have like a fight about the electric bills.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like it always ends right there. And then you're like, okay, but what happens next? Interesting. Yeah. Because I feel like closure can feel really good. But closure, kind of like you were saying, you kind of picture it being so wonderful, so powerful,
like,
and then you're like,
you hear like a sentence spoken, and you're like, the puzzle is complete, my life is perfect, I can move on.
Yeah.
And I'll never have to think about this in a painful way again.
Yeah, not how it is.
No, not at all.
I remember for my musicals in high school, the seniors always gave speeches, and ever since I was a freshman, I sat and I listened and I was like, and one day
me
it'll be
too.
Me. One day it'll be me. And then my time came and I was in a terrible mood. Everyone had left because it was so late at night. There's like 30 people there. And I was like, and my speech was just like, you know what, guys? I really thought this was going to like, I was like, I think I said something like, I kind of had this picture of this being this very closure kind of moment. And I just don't think, I don't know how I feel, and like stuff like that. And it was like terrible. And
I think I did the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I like kept being like, wow, we really need to prepare something. I was like the thespian president, so I was like the leader of the whole shebang.
Damn.
And I just like couldn't,
yeah. I was like,
I just couldn't put something together. I was like, I just have too many experiences here. And like, there's no way to neatly package that up and like give these words of wisdom and be gone. Like, my experience here has been like, not messy, but like, it's been like so much that like, there's no way to just like neatly say goodbye.
Yeah. And also, now that I think about it, like kind of bringing myself back, there was so many moments at the end of senior year, right? Of varying kind of like, you know, this is significant. And I kind of remember thinking, wow, like this is, I'm going to remember this. And I've forgotten everything, like it's all a blur. I don't really remember that much concrete moments, which is kind of weird. I feel like I should remember more.
Human memory is so bad, and
so
we always
weird.
Think it's good, but then like it's so bad.
Like, I feel like there was all these events, there was like a barbecue. Like, I barely remember, like, it's all just like a blur. I'm just like, I remember it's funny, I remember the graduation I saw my junior year when it was the seniors graduating.
Better than my own graduation.
My graduation,
I graduated on my 18th birthday and it rained.
No.
We were outside, it rained in the middle of our graduation. Everything got super wet. It was honestly quite not great.
That's terrible.
It was a time. I think I do remember it pretty well, but maybe not for the best reasons.
Oh, no. Well, I feel like that also ties into, like, the idea of nostalgia.
Yeah, for sure.
Because sometimes there's nostalgia. Sometimes after you say goodbye, you look back and you're like, yes.
All the good memories.
Sometimes there's, like, simply not. You're like, okay.
Bye.
Bye. But I think that, like, you know, kind of classic Catcher in the Rye kind of thing, where it ends with him being like, what is it? It ends with him being like, never tell anyone any story. You're just going to end up missing everybody. And it's like that idea of like, you know, it always looks better in the rearview mirror. But sometimes I'm like, I'm kind of over that.
Glad to be
but
gone.
But I think that one of my favorite goodbye songs, and this, oh, if I was Noah, I would connect, I would, if I was Noah, I would have been talking about the play, and then I would, you know, the musical and stuff, and I would have been like, and sometimes I stole the show. Because one of my favorite goodbye songs, it's so, like, cheesy, and you'll see, like, nostalgic, like, kind of stupidly so, but Stole the Show by Kygo, and I think.
And Parson James, featuring Parson James.
Oh, ooh, wow. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Darling, darling, I'll turn the lights back on now. Watching, watching, as the credits all roll down. And crying, crying, you know we're playing to a full house. House. No heroes, villains, one to blame. While wilted roses fill the stage, and the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece, but in the end, for you and me, hold this show, it can't go on. We used to have it all, but now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause. Oh, 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 oh. Wave out to the crowd and take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
That's a fun song, Mona.
I feel like it's very relevant.
And very fitting. Very fitting.
Very fitting.
It's tough to end things. Like,
it's tough.
We have 8 minutes left
no.
here.
It's we had such a good year. Especially
an amazing year.
At
for
WMFO.
Sure. Yes.
We
yes.
love WMFO. I just still think it's, speaking of, you know, beginnings and endings and stuff, I just still think it's funny that Noah and I kind of very out of the blue were like, let's have a radio show.
Yeah. And then imagine how different freshman year would be if like we didn't have this like
the space.
Yeah.
And like, but I just think it's funny because I think from what I remember, Noah thought I was serious and I thought Noah was serious. So we both, you know, followed through and did it. But I think then we both thought it was the other kind of driving it.
Mm. I was serious the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like once you said to me, you were like, Mona, thank you for, like, you know, following through with this. I don't know. You were fine. Fine, I like my version of the story better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's also, that's a whole other theme of how we kind of relate to memories, of how we spin stories make them better in our heads. And it's like, that's just not what happened.
We all want to live story. in the movie.
If we were a movie, you'd be the right guy.
I'm going to miss...
I'd be the best.
Mona singing.
Aw, Noah, thank you. I think the listeners are going to miss me singing too. They're like, wow, what's that song? And it's just me.
Yeah.
Well, we have also a lot of people to thank.
Let's
do some gratitude. Gratitude is the best.
It is.
I'm grateful for our nuclear focus group.
Yes.
It was so nice to have them.
Environment One, forever.
Environment One.
Wow.
I'm grateful for other upperclassmen mentors.
Yeah.
Really meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I am grateful for a lot of my professors have been really, mm-hmm. really good.
Mm-hmm.
Inspirations constantly and make their classes are just like always beacons of light and like, just really positive moments, even though we may be learning difficult stuff. Like it mm-hmm. it's spun in a very positive way, which mm-hmm. is really nice. Thank you.
Like all my friends, mm-hmm. all my acquaintances.
Yeah, thank you, acquaintances.
Acquaintances are so underrated.
Yes.
So underappreciated. Acquaintances are lovely parts of human life.
Mm-hmm. Part of our social stratas. I think thank you to all the dining hall workers here on campus.
Yeah.
You do so much and I feel
so much,
go underthanked
so much.
And we're so happy that you won your contract.
Yes.
And the janitors here on campus, thank you.
Yeah.
And all the landscapers who have been hard at work making sure the spring is beautiful and bright and cheery.
My chem teacher from high school, her husband is like the head landscaper here.
Ooh.
I wonder if I've ever like run into him without knowing it.
Thank you. Some of the bureaucracy that manages things and like helps us sign up for classes and keeps that going. No thank you to other parts of it that make me mad.
There's, you know.
There's good and bad. Thank you to...
the facilities that we have
facilities at Tufts, honestly,
really
so good.
Amazing,
they really come through.
Really grateful.
Fix my chair.
And the...
Appreciate
and
that.
And the nature too. Thank you.
And thank you to every worker in mass transit here in Boston. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I don't know how I could get around without you.
Aww.
And the people who drive the Joey.
Yeah.
Goodbye to the Joey for the summer.
Goodbye to the Joey indeed.
But thank you. Those who drove
it. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Mona.
I think we did a good job of saving the world this year.
I agree.
I think we did good.
My world has been saved for sure.
Oh, my world has been saved too. Is it time for our final song?
No?
Can we
give it like 2 minutes?
How long is the song?
It's 3 minutes and 27 seconds, but I want to like give it a little bit of time at the end in case.
Okay, well, just so everyone knows... This is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts.
Freeform Radio.
I got an eyelash. I'm going to make a wish.
Oh, yes. Are you allowed to share your eyelash wishes?
Never.
No, never.
Never. I never share them.
Interesting. Hope it was a good one.
It was... No, they're always kind of superficial and bad.
Oh.
My
mom should work on that.
No, but like they're always like, they're not like, it's not that they're bad. They're just like short term.
Mm. Sometimes we need that. We should talk about short and long term goal setting and the values of both.
Oh. Goals.
In the future.
A goal of mine is to have one about goals.
This summer, definitely we need to stay in touch. Definitely need to just be like, have this great idea. Let's need to make a list of all our show ideas.
Aww.
That'll be nice.
No, I'll miss you so much. Tears.
It's a big world, but it's a small world.
Yeah. And it's not like it's not like, you know, you're just going in a minivan. It's not like you're leaving on a jet plane.
Oh my God, Mona. I'm going to be unemployed if you keep this up. Don't fly on planes. They're really bad for the planet unless you have to.
Fair.
But as Mona did say, yes, our goodbye song to all you.
Oh no, our
Mona. That's
thank
what
you
forgot.
To our listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
Listeners, how can we forget about you?
It's you. Like you're not in the room with us, so
but
it's strange, but you're here.
You're here, and we love you.
We do.
Thank you to my Instagram followers. Not that I haven't posted on the Instagram in months, but we'll bring it back next year. That's
yes,
cool.
Come back strong. Wow, this is it.
No, we just have to do it. We just have to bite the bullet.
I hate goodbyes.
You can do it.
I hate goodbyes.
I had such a good transition and everything.
You did. I'm sorry for...
It's okay. This is not even a real goodbye.
I hate it.
We'll be back.
This
so
is literally soon. Saying goodbye to like...
For like a few months. We have three more years. 3 months?
How am I going to say goodbye to people in my life?
No, we don't have time to get into this.
This is Peter, Paul, and Mary's leaving... On a jet plane.
Have a good summer.
Have an amazing summer.
Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry.